The reading is from John chapter 6, verses 25 to 40, and can be found on page 753. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Trish. Over the course of Lent and for the next few weeks, therefore, I want to look at some of the I am sayings of Jesus, actually at all of them, and to work our way through all of the things that Jesus says about himself. It's particularly appropriate that we begin today with the first of them, as we come to this service of healing prayer and the Lord's Supper, that we begin with I am the bread of life. You know that that's John 6, verse 35, "I am the bread of life, he who comes to me shall not hunger." The other I am sayings of Jesus, he says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life," in John 8. In John 10, "I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." The good shepherd, "I am the good shepherd, who lays down his life for his sheep," in John 10. "I am, of course, the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even though he dies," in John 11. John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And then in John 15, "I am the true vine. And my Father is the gardener, vine dresser," whatever word you want to use at that point. John 15. This first one, "I am the bread of life," in the context of the passage that Jesus is speaking in, it is absolutely plain that Jesus means us to understand a connection, a powerful connection between what he's doing and what's happening to him at that particular point in his ministry and Exodus chapter 3, the people of God as they come out of Egypt. Mentioning the manna, well, that just reinforces that connection. He is saying things about himself that tie us back to the salvation of the people of God as they are brought out of Egypt. And so he says, our forefathers ate the manna. The people ask him, our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then he says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. So we're meant to see that connection between the two things. Let's have a look. And it's interesting that each of the I am statements of Jesus in the scripture also get an accompanying sign just to confirm that Jesus really is the thing that he says he is. It's not too difficult to spot that the accompanying sign that goes with Jesus saying, I am the bread of life, is the occasion where Jesus feeds the 5,000. He multiplies the bread, distributes it to all the people around, and confirms that he is indeed the bread from heaven. These three things Jesus is saying to us when he says, I am the bread of life. They're all obvious, I think, but it's worth saying them out loud. The first one is this. Jesus says he is the author of all the life promised. He's the one who creates this life that we are to receive. Jesus talks about bread. That's not incidental, extra to life, but the thing that is basic, essential to life. This bread gives lasting and continuing nourishment. He says it about the living water as well. You'll never be thirsty again if you drink the water that I give you. The kind of life that Jesus is offering to us is life that is sustaining, fulfilling, completing, nourishing. One of the things that often tickles me on the rare occasions when I go round Waitrose is, you know how all the supermarkets have got these essentials or basics ranges? So you'll have seen them. You go in there and you buy basics rice or whatever, plain packaging, bit cheaper. Waitrose do that as well. Waitrose essentials. Waitrose essentials are a little different to everybody else's. So Waitrose essentials, you can buy a bottle of Waitrose essentials balsamic vinegar. Because what would life be without balsamic vinegar, honestly? But Jesus is saying something different here. He talks about bread and he talks about water. And he says you need these. These are the foundation. These are the fundamentals of your everyday life. These keep you going. And Jesus says, I'm that for you. I am life for you. You'll notice if you look at John's gospel that the promise of the gospel is spelt out in different ways in different gospels. But John consistently talks about giving life. That's what Jesus came to give. John 10, he promises abundant life. In John 3, eternal life, as opposed to that kind that ends when we die, when we perish. Abundant, eternal life is the handiwork of Jesus. It's what he gives. It's not fame, it's not fortune, it's not empty, it's not temporary, but permanent. Jesus is the author of the only life that is truly worth living. I have been conducting an experiment over recent weeks, and I will explain why on some other occasion. But what I've been doing is trying out different kinds of gluten-free bread. As I say, I'll explain why sometime, but I have tasted some truly appalling ones. Absolutely dreadful. I would encourage you all to avoid the Tesco gluten-free loaf, which I thought was absolutely awful. That's just my personal opinion. Then just a while ago, I discovered that the independent bakery, I think it's called the Pandora's Bakery at the end of Pinehurst Road, do a particularly fine gluten-free loaf. It's bread that you can eat and feel that you've been nourished. They make it, and they have the recipe for it, and the ingredients and the technique. It is their creation. And if you want that loaf, you go there. And what Jesus is saying to the people who are listening is, you want the life of the kingdom. You want life that lasts for eternity. You want life that is abundant. I've got that. That's mine to give. I, he says, am the bread of life. It is Christ's creation. That's the first thing. Here's the second thing that Jesus is telling us. He's reminding us that he is the one through whom you get this life. If you want this life, you have to come to this Jesus. I am, he says, the bread of life. And we must come to him in order to receive it. He's emphasizing, as he does often, the centrality of our faith, that we come to him. He who comes to me, he says. And what he says to us is in the context of some people who do come to him and plenty who do not, who will not. They grumble. They eat the literal bread. And then they say, can you give us manna like Moses did? And they grumble and they argue. But they do not believe. Jesus says to them, if you want this bread, you must come to me for it. He is the one through whom life comes. And through him, and him alone. I tell you the truth, Jesus says to them. Unless you can eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. It's the scandal of the Christian faith. That we say to the world through Jesus, in Christ alone, my hope is found. It irritates, it upsets, it angers so many. But you can't avoid it. It is precisely what Jesus declares. So often I read John chapter 14 at funeral services. I read it because it includes words of comfort and hope. You'll recognize the words straight away. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. You also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. It's such a wonderful picture of being welcomed into God's eternal home. And they are such great words of comfort. But you know how it goes on, don't you? Thomas, bless him, says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And those wonderful words from Jesus that are at the same time so challenging. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says to us not only that I'm the bread that you need, I'm the source of the life that you long for. He says, if you want it, you must come to me. You must trust me. You must receive me in order to receive this gift. What Jesus tells us is that he is the giver of life, and only by trusting in him can we eat this bread and receive this life. And that takes me on to the third truth, which is that Jesus doesn't just tell us about something he has to give us. He doesn't just indicate that there is a gift that we can receive. He is the gift, as well as the giver. He isn't saying to us, I've got the bread of life, and if you come to me, I'll give it to you and you can take it away with you. He's saying, I am the bread of life. I am this bread. So many amazing things that Jesus is declaring here. He is declaring that he is God himself. Don't miss that. He claims to be the I am. It's how God, back in the book of Exodus, describes himself to Moses. We're taken back to the wilderness once again. Just as Moses met God in Sinai and asks to know God's name, and Jesus says, you tell them when they ask who I am, you say, I am sent you. The name of God. I am the bread of life. Claim so blasphemous that the Pharisees would instantly have seen that he is claiming to be equal with God. I am the bread of life. I have come down from heaven. Everyone, he says, who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. All of these things that Jesus said about himself are things that only God can do. He is claiming unequivocally to be God. Don't let anyone tell you that Jesus never claimed to be divine. He couldn't have put it any more bluntly. And he says to all those who like the sound of what he's offering, this abundant, eternal, glorious life, he says, you have to receive me in order to receive this gift. We are not calling people to believe things about Jesus. We are not calling people to a selection of religious observances centered on Jesus. Do this and you count as a Christian. Believe this and you count as a Christian. We're calling people to receive Jesus. An act as complete as eating bread. Receiving Christ. So that the life he gives becomes the life that we live. Jesus says to them, I have bread, and it's mine to give. Well, actually, more than that, it's me to receive it. You receive me. So my question is this. Are you getting enough of it? Are you feeding on him? Have you received him? That's the first part. Have you taken that first step? And then, are you staying close? Are you continuing to walk where he walks, to share fellowship with his people? Are you continuing to eat? Are you being nourished by his words as you read scripture? Or have you settled for a fast food diet? It is time for us to remember Jesus Christ is our life. We feed on him in our hearts by faith. We trust him. It is Jesus whom we receive. Just pause for a moment of prayer. Father God, thank you. that in Jesus you have given us life, abundant life, life to be lived to the full. Father, help us not to be satisfied with anything other than your fullness. Help us to receive Jesus and so to live. Through him we pray. Amen.